Hey guys, so I look like absolute crap again this week, and I have my baby again this week because my mom is still super sick. She's had COVID, bronchitis, all of that, you name it. And I look like crap because my baby never let me do anything this morning, and I'm like, oh crap, I have a call in 10 minutes. So I threw a shirt on, I did my hair, like, this again, of course, because I can never like straighten it or do anything with it. Honestly, it really needs a haircut. Like, that's what I'm gonna prioritize like this week is going to get a haircut, because my hair is just so unkempt. But anyways, happy Tuesday. She's gonna actually take the baby on Thursday, which is so good because I need to catch up on projects, client projects. I'm a tiny bit behind on. Just a tiny bit, so I can catch up on Thursday, and then I need to catch up on, like, course lessons and stuff like that. So, if you guys have any questions, I'm going to just wait 5 minutes to see if more people will come in, but if anybody has any questions at all, just put them in the chat, or you can come live with me right now. If nobody ends up having questions, then I will dive into like a topic of some sort. I keep getting my blanket fuzz in my mouth. And I am drinking a coffee. I hope you guys can't hear Miss Rachel too much. If it's distracting you, I'm really sorry, but that's the only thing that's gonna be keeping my baby content this morning. I don't know how I'm going to be pushing through these calls today. I have like 4 different coaching calls that I have to do today, and I just don't know how I'm going to be pushing through, but we're just gonna see what happens. If I have to hold my baby while doing the coaching calls, then that is it. But starting next week, my mom is, she's on like all these antibiotics and whatever, and she's getting better, and her COVID test is now negative. So, So starting next Tuesday for sure, 100%, she's going to start taking the baby, but she's going to take him Thursday and Friday this week. Thank God. So next Tuesday, we'll not have the baby, and I'll have more of a clear plan and, like, you know, like, something to, like, really talk about, like, dive deep into. And I should also be creating a, like, question form for the people that can't show up but have questions for me. I mean, you can also always ask them in the ask question space, but maybe, like, a form that you can submit that I can answer your questions for the replay. Well, if nobody has any questions, then I think that we can start diving into like some kind of topic. But let me figure out what that topic is going to be. What do you guys want to learn about? What have I been hearing lately? What question have I been hearing lately? There's been a lot of like SEO and content questions. Yeah, let's dive into a blog post structure and workflow. So the most important thing that you can do, honestly, is have a structure for the blog post itself. But in order to implement that structure, we need to follow a checklist so we don't forget anything, right? So let me open up my Notion, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to open up my WordPress and my Notion. Notion. And then if you guys do have any questions, just post them in the ask queues or comment them on the replay. Okay, so structure. And checklist. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. Okay, so let's follow the checklist. So every single time I create a new blog post, I have this Notion set up where I have all of my like content schedules. I'm still building this out a little bit, but like I'm using the blog to podcast one the most. And then within the blog to podcast, I have this dashboard here that says, or like that I can put like all of my different blog posts that I'm going to be writing for the next month or so. And whenever I have like a new idea, that I just put it here. Whenever I'm ready to like outline and write and whatever, then I start a new one and then I have a template in here, but this is the template. And it populates into every single blog post. So the title will go here of the blog post. You can do like different variations of the title too for like the Pinterest pins. Then I'm going to be posting 3 Pinterest images within here. The blog featured image, why they will click. So that's so important to know. Why is your audience going to click on this blog post? Because they need to find something that's going to be of value to them, right? So we need to know what that value is going to be, why they're going to click this post, what kind of value that they're going to get from it. So we know before we even write this post that we are being super valuable and not just writing something that's going to be fluff. So then we're going to write the blog post content here. And this is our checklist. So after, or this is like the process that we go through after we have the topic. So pre-writing, topic research, keyword research, and then audience persona. So have you considered your target audience's needs, interests, and pain points? Then we're going to outline the post, outline including headings and subheadings. Writing. So I like to use the Reword tool. It's Reword AI, and this is a really amazing tool for writing a blog post because you can use the AI aspect of it. And it'll like write all the content for you. It is a paying tool, but it's super, super helpful. When you have writer's block, this tool is like amazing. But always rewrite your AI content. Like never just use the AI content that it gives you. You always want to write something in your own words because you need to build up that writing voice, your unique blogger's voice, okay? The brand voice. You have to use your voice, okay? Because this is going to like connect with people on a deeper level. And AI is more like pushing out like, you know, it says it's supposed to be human sounding, but it's not always, right? Okay, so formatting. Subheadings. So have you used subheadings to break up long sections of text and improve readability? So within your blog post, let's talk about headings and subheadings really quick. You never want to use an H1 heading because it's already your title. So never use an H1 heading throughout the content. Then you never want to use an H3 if you haven't used an H2 yet. Always use an H2 first. And then different subtopics within that H2 heading. So why is your blog about me page so important? Number one, first impressions count, establishing your credibility, blah, 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 blah. So they're just like the H3s are just different subtopics within your H2 heading. Then you can use several H2 headings talking about how to write the most perfect blog about me page. First off, why is it important to have a good about me page at all? The anatomy of an effective blog about me page. And then it just lists out like the anatomy, blah, 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 examples. And then another H2 heading. So this is the proper structure that you want to use. Now, I don't see a lot of people using H4 headings, but don't use an H4 if you haven't used H3 yet. This is how Google is going to be able to tell what your post is going to be about. So always use an H3 before you use H4, use H2 before you use H3. And H4, again, would go into the H3 heading. So a subtopic of the H3. You know what I mean? But those aren't used a ton. I haven't really used those a ton because they don't really have like deeper topics to talk about within the H3s. Bullet points and lists. So when you're going through, when your content is done, you want to use bullet points. You want to bold words. You want to highlight words. You want to use quotes. So let's go to this post and I'm going to show you what I mean. You see how this is like highlighted? It stands out. You want to like your most important stuff or like your quotes or whatever, put that in like a quote or whatever. And bolding words and highlighting, using quotes, using lots of images. But let's move on. Yes, images. So you can use infographics to, you know, show what you're explaining. Definitely use like images to like show whatever you're talking about. So let me give you an example. So this image, this is, I'm showing you what it looks like to put core values on your About Me page, because that's super important. You always want to use core values, like show what you believe in, what your brand believes in. SEO optimization, keywords. So make sure you're doing effective keyword research. Maybe next week we can dive super deep into SEO, but keywords, you want to post it like all throughout the content. Now, the most important thing is that you want to use SEO or Yoast SEO as a guide. This is not something that you should just follow and get everything to be green lights and be like, okay, I'm done. No, you actually have to effectively do that keyword research and know where to place things. And it's not going to tell you like where to place all of them and how to really optimize your website for SEO. A few different tips I can give you really quick. You want to put, if you can, you want to put your keyword in the very front of the post title. Now, you don't always have to. Here, I didn't do it because I couldn't find a good way like that is like smooth. But if you can use a smoother way to put your main keyword in the very front of the title, then you should do that. Again, also, you can put the main keyword, blog about me page, in the very front of your sentence. If you can't do that to make it sound like really smooth, then okay, whatever. It's a very small ranking factor, but Yoast SEO actually will tell you to put it in like the very front. So I'm like running out of breath this morning. And then you want to put different synonyms of that keyword within the content. So a lot of people ask me, how do you make the keyword even sound like, you know, okay and like smooth throughout the whole post? Well, you don't have to use like that exact phrase all the time within your content. If it sounds a little funky, like those keywords you see that are like, this doesn't really even make sense. Like this isn't really a sentence or whatever, then you can use a different phrase of that and it's still going to be fine. And I highly recommend that you use different phrases of that same keyword all throughout the post. At least 15 times with a good 1,500 posts, 15 keywords at least. Also, you want to use them all throughout your headings and your subheadings. So blog about me page, that's my main keyword, blog about me page, all throughout the headings and subheadings. Okay, what's next? So we already talked about header tags, meta, title, and description. So when you have Yoast SEO, you can scroll all the way down. You have your main focus key phrase, and then you have your meta description. Your meta description is no longer than 150 characters. You can use AI to use this. They actually put it here. Use AI to generate you a really good meta description. Also, your keyword, if you can fit it properly in the very front of the meta description, that's what you want to do. Outbound links, inbound links, but we're going to talk about these in a second. So did you rewrite in your own branding voice? If you're going to be using AI, like Reword, to use your, or to write your post, then you definitely want to be rewriting in your own branding voice. Proofreading, make sure all the spelling and, you know, grammar and whatever is looking good, because people do get bothered by that. I don't get bothered by that. If I see like grammar or spelling issues, I'm like, okay, whatever. Not everybody is like the perfect speller. People are busy. They're writing posts very fast to get, you know, content out there. But you can always put these into Grammarly. You can always have the Grammarly tool. So I have it here. It checks all of my spelling errors. It's the extension, Google Chrome extension. You can put it like directly, and like you can have it like as an extension, and it'll check all the content that you ever write. So that's a very helpful tool. And factual accuracy. If you're going to be using AI content, you definitely want to actually read what you're putting while you're rewriting, so you know the facts are actually correct. So image head handling. So three pins. You want to make sure you're creating three pins for every single blog post. Definitely use like different images for them to see what image is going to be working best for that certain pin. He's going to start fussing. And definitely put like one or two or all three of them within your blog post, these pins. Featured image. So make sure you have a featured image. Some people use a pin as their featured image. Most people use just a basic image. Excuse me. Make sure you're using high quality images and graphics. Make sure they are smaller, like a JPG instead of a PNG image, because you want to make sure that you're not going to be speed or like slowing down your website. And images, if you just put any image on your website, it's going to slow it down eventually when you're having so many different images within your WordPress. So make sure you are shrinking down those images. Image formatting, are images properly formatted for fast loading times? That's what I just said. Also, you never want to use images within your blog posts that are not stock photos or images that you have taken yourself. So you need proper licensing for images. You have to own it, or like a proper stock photo, like Canva. You can find different stock photos on there, but you can never ever use Google images. Like if you just are searching on the web, or Pinterest images, you're just searching for images. Don't just save them and put them on your website, because you can get like in trouble. Internal links. So internal links are different links that you want to put in your blog post, different links to your own pages. So let's say you want to link to a different blog post that you have, which I highly recommend. If it's like a related blog post that like within like the topic that you're already talking about. So let's say how to write the most perfect about me page. If I have a different blog post that relates to whatever I'm talking about, I put related. And I put the link within there so Google can, you know, connect all of your different pages. And you can also link to other pages. So I can link my, you know, work with me page within my blog posts. And then external links are links that are outside of your website. So let's say, you know, a different person that you're recommending, a different blog post that you're recommending that is not on your website, so something that somebody else has written. And then, so that's your external links. These can also be affiliate links. So overall readability. So have you reviewed the post's overall structure, flow, readability? Are all the necessary settings, categories, tags correctly for publishing? Honestly, I don't use tags. had to just create another page on your website, and I just don't think that they're necessary for me. So, but I do use alt text. So make sure you are using alt text for all of your images and naming your images properly. When you go to download an image, let's say from Canva, make sure you're naming that pin or that image that you're using as a blog post, something that's going to be related to your keyword. And then using a category properly. So obviously, did you publish? Did you schedule it? And then you want to create an image, Instagram post image, and schedule it to later. So you want to be like, okay, don't just write a post and just schedule it to go out or post it and not actually promote it, because nobody's going to come in and read it. So make sure you are creating an Instagram post that says new blog post. This is the title. This is what you can read in it. So people can go to that post if it's going to be helpful for them. And then also you can create an Instagram story image and schedule it to later. So later.com is an Instagram tool that I use to schedule out posts without having to manually publish them. So I always use stories and Instagram post images and carousels. You can even use carousels now, which is multiple different images. Engagement. Are you actively engaging with comments and feedback from readers? So always comment back on, you know, comments that people are putting. If you're not getting any engagement on your blog post, don't worry. Just make sure you have, you know, content that people are actually wanting to read, for one. Number two, make sure you're sharing in Facebook groups. There's blogging Facebook groups that you can go to share your blog posts and social media and everything, really. They have like different daily threads that you can post, you know, and share and like get comments and whatever. But again, make sure it's really helpful content for the people that's in that group, or they're not going to bother to come to your blog and comment. Sorry. Okay. So make sure you're monitoring your post performance. Make sure you're regularly using your Google Analytics. I'm using Fathom Analytics right now. Fathom Analytics is a paid tool. It's a paid analytics tool, but I literally hate Google Analytics, especially the whole new GA4. I'm just like, I'm not even gonna figure this out. There's only a specific like metrics that I need to know, which is, you know, how many people are coming to my blog that month, what posts are doing the best, what pages are doing the best, you know what I mean?
Hey, you're being loud. You're being loud.
Okay. So key metrics, traffic, engagement, conversion rates, which if you have any, or like, you know, different products on your website and you want to track that metric for conversion, like how many people are purchasing, you can use Google Analytics for that. But I don't think Fathom Analytics has that, but I don't care. I don't really use that. There's other different ways to see how many people are purchasing from you every month. Okay, so repurposing to podcasts. So if you have a podcast episode, this is something that I go through. So recording environment, so make sure it's quiet, blah, blah, blah. Audio equipment, script reading. So the script that I use is actually a blog post. I actually just read my blog posts. I don't like read them like word for word, but if I do read them word for word sometimes, then I also, like, I add on my own thoughts to it to actually make it sound like, you know, not super scripted, but an actual podcast episode that I'm having conversations with you. So make sure it's, like, engaging. But, yeah, if you want to use just, like, your, you know, blog posts as, you know, the podcast script and just read it through, like, totally do that. Sometimes I don't have like great ideas that I can just, you know, start talking off the top of my head without direction. So a blog post is like my direction. Like it's something that I can like pull content from and actually like have a flow for my podcast episodes. And it's so good to like repurpose your content. So, you know, Repurposing is so important. You have a huge blog post of like 1500 words or more. Mine are like 4000 or 5000 words. So if you have this huge piece of content, you know how many other pieces of content that you can create from that one simple post. So, you can repurpose it into a podcast episode. You can repurpose it into like literally like three or more different emails. You can repurpose it into several different Instagram posts because you want to focus on like if you're using Instagram, focus on like micro topics, literally just like sentences that you can pull out from your blog posts. So repurpose content, get it on all different platforms. If you're writing huge blog posts or blog posts at all, just take this content and put it on Instagram, on your email list. It's not hard. You don't have to overthink what you're going to post on Instagram because you already have content that you've written. So title and description for the podcast episode, uploading and publishing, promotion. So again, just like how I do for Instagram posts, you can, or I mean blog posts, I create an Instagram post image to promote this post and an Instagram story image. I also do this for my podcast episodes. And in the past, I've also done reels for, like, I literally just record the podcast episode right from Apple and I use this as a reel. And my call to action, of course, is to go listen to the podcast episode. And I pull, like, the most important pieces from the podcast episode. And I've noticed a lot of engagement I used to get on those. So I'm gonna actually start doing them again because it's awesome. And make sure you're also studying your analytics for your podcast. So yes, this is the ultimate checklist. Like if you want to write really good content, really good blog posts, and never ever have to forget about things to do within your post, use this. Use this checklist. This is absolutely amazing. It goes super in depth, has literally everything that you ever need to do for your content. So use this and tell me how it is. Just follow the process. And everything that you do within your blogging business, you want to have a process for. Write down the different steps and keep them, within Notion or your project management tool. Write down all the steps that you need to take to do that certain task. So for your Instagram posts, for your blog writing, for your podcast, for how to do anything with that you do within your business. Because eventually, if you ever want to hire somebody in the future, I know that most of you probably aren't there yet. But when you do want to start hiring people, like a virtual assistant, then your business needs to be something that other people can do for you. And if you want to have this business mindset that you're starting a blogging business, then start doing that right now. Start treating it as a business right now. And the thing that you can do that is by writing these SOPs. So SOPs are called standard operating procedures. They're just literally, processes like this, the blog post process. This is the whole entire process that I've broken down, one by one. And then I follow this every single time that I have to write a blog post. And if I ever want to hire somebody to write my blog post for me, I can give them this process and I can say, hey, this is the exact process that I've been using to write my blog post. You can use this as well. So, yes, make sure you're breaking down every single step that you're doing so you can follow it, but not only you, when you're ready to hire it out. And yeah, so, and this is also going to be getting you the best results for your blog post and for all of your content or whatever process that you're building. It's going to get you better results because you're not going to forget about something. So, yes, let me check to see if there's questions. No, I think people are just listening today. But yes, that is all I have to say. If you have any questions for me, you can ask them in the ask questions section. And ask questions section. You can comment down below. If you're on my podcast, reach out to me on Instagram at boss.ladybloggers. I think I might be repurposing this podcast video. So if you're listening, this is a video that you can watch, actually. You can watch this video on Spotify. It's Follow This Checklist. So, yes, that is all I have to say. And I will see you guys next week, 11 a.m. in the membership, 11 a.m. for our blog coaching call on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Okay? Okay, bye.